One of the biggest advantages that startups have is execution speed. And you have to have this relentless operating rhythm. Facebook has this famous poster that says, move fast and break things. But at the same time, they manage to be obsessed with quality. And this is why it's hard. It's easy to move fast or be obsessed with quality. The trick is that you have to do both at a startup. You need to have a culture where people have very high quality standards for everything the company does, but still move quickly. Apple, Facebook, and Google have all done this extremely well. It's not just about the product. It's about everything they do. They move fast and they break things, and they're frugal in the right places, but they care about quality everywhere. You know, you don't buy people shitty computers if you don't want them to write shitty code. You do have to set a quality bar that runs through the entire company. Related to this is that you have to be decisive. Indecisiveness is a startup killer. Mediocre founders spend a lot of time talking about grand plans, but they never quite make this decision. You know, they're talking about, well, I could do this thing that sounds great, or I could do this other thing, and they keep going back and forth, and they don't act. And what you actually need is this bias towards action. The best founders work on things that seem small, but they move really quickly. They get things done really quickly. Every time you talk to the best founders, they've gotten new things done. In fact, this is the one thing that we've learned best predicts the success of founders in YC. If every time we talk to a team, they've gotten new things done, that's the best predictor we have that the company will go on to be successful. Part of this is that you can do huge things in incremental pieces. If you just keep knocking down small chunks one at a time, in a year you look back and you've done this amazing thing. On the other hand, if you disappear for a year and you expect to come back with something amazing all at once, it usually never happens. So you have to pick these right-sized projects. You know, even if you're building this crazy synthetic biology company, most people would say, well, I have to go away for a year. I can't do this incrementally. There's almost always a way to break it down into smaller projects. So speed is this huge premium, right? The best founders usually respond to email the most quickly. They make decisions the most quickly. They're generally quick in all these different ways. And they just have this do whatever it takes attitude. They also show up a lot. They come to meetings, they come in, they meet us in person. One piece of advice that I have that's always worked for me is they get on planes in marginal situations.